I am confirming that we have several cases of cholera in Nyarugusu camp at the moment. We have 77 persons who have acute watery diarrhea, and a number of them tested positive for cholera. This does not mean that all of those persons actually have cholera, but once you have one case of cholera, I understand according to WHO guidelines and the Ministry of Health guidelines, one should treat all cases as suspected cholera. We also have 700 persons at Kagunga, the main place for the new arrivals from Burundi, who also have acute watery diarrhea. We do not know how many of those persons would actually have cholera or not, but we are trying our best to stop the chain of transmission for cholera between the various places where we're trying to bring the refugees to.
Maybe I missed the number. How many cases have been confirmed as cholera cases?
There are 13 who tested positive, and that was out of 77. And that's what I was being cautious to say, that we're hopeful that not all of them would have cholera. But when you do have 13 out of a number, then one has to treat everyone as if they are, you know, persons with cholera.
And what measures have been taken so far to ensure that you control the spread of cholera?
Well, the first thing that we have done is to ensure that we have enough medication. I won't go into the details, but I'm sure many people know that we have to treat it with a variety of antibiotics, with fluids to restore, you know, and prevent dehydration of the person. So even on Saturday and Sunday, we flew our plane just this morning, but on the weekend we were getting more and more supplies needed. We also asked the government to open their medical stores to us so that we could use their supplies of drugs and then be able to reimburse them. We are also sourcing within Dar es Salaam ourselves and sending another truckload of drugs to the theater of operation. I know that WHO said that it was also trying to source some drugs from outside of Tanzania, and we have now, as UNHCR, called out to MSF Belgium, and I believe that they should soon be arriving to assist us in specifically prevention of anybody else getting cholera, and then also the treatment of cholera patients.
Do you believe that it's going to be manageable, as we hear that there is a possibility of many refugees to arrive in Tanzania?
We are doing our best. We are trying to coordinate all the efforts. We are trying to stop any kind of chain of transmission through sanitizing the boat, trying to ensure that those persons who are confirmed as having cholera and the other ones who have watery diarrhea are isolated from other refugees. And then, of course, having hygiene promoters go around to try to ensure that people are washing their hands, washing properly.
We heard also about some issues of women who delivered children in the boats and they didn't receive any basic services for their children. Have you heard about such cases so far?
I would say this was very early on at Kagunga. It was so congested at that time that it was very difficult for our staff or anyone else to come in and to try to ensure that we were preventing persons who were in labor from not being attended to. But I think that we have a grip now on those specific issues. What we have been trying to do is also identify pregnant women, women who have just delivered, because some delivered actually in Burundi and then had to flee. For example, there was a woman who had had a cesarean operation in Burundi, but she felt the need to flee to here, and she came with, you know, the cut just at that time. And so we were able to evacuate her from Kagunga to the hospital. So I do believe that we're trying to do our best in terms of addressing pregnancies and deliveries.
And now, UNHCR Tanzania, what is your call to the international community now, as the situation now in Burundi is still confusing?
Our call is for further support. We are already receiving support from the traditional donors, if I can put it that way, but we need more. Because if we are to evacuate Kagunga, we need to have a bigger boat, if possible. We have tried to source other boats, but it has been impossible. We could not find any in Zambia. We could not find any in DRC. So if donors can come in to assist us, possibly in sourcing a better boat or ship that can be, you know, used, that is the first thing, because we want to clear out Kagunga because the area was extremely congested.